Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In today's Gospel, we continue to read Jesus' discourse on his union with the Father. And in this section, Jesus focused on that unity as attesting to the truth of his mission. The Son of God wants us to recognize him, not because he needs human approval, but because that is the good outcome of his mission. It's our salvation. And for that reason, he wants his witness to be credible. And the main testimony in his favor is given by the Father. It's the works that Jesus performed in union with him, the kind of works only God can do. What does Jesus mean by works? I would say there's a triple reference here. One, his moral life, his example of holiness. Nobody but God could live the kind of life Jesus lived. His love, his integrity, his humility, his strength. Two, his miracles. Those pointed to his union with the Father. Otherwise, you can't give sight to a man born blind or raise a dead man, and so on. Three, his mission and its influence. His lifestyle, his calling and formation of disciples, his teaching. All of this came to him as a consequence of doing everything in union with the Father. In the second place, Jesus spoke about other testimonies that he wanted to add, because they helped his listeners believe, as testimonies that were closer to their experience. The prophetic figure of John the Baptist and the witness of Scripture. The convergence of multiple witnesses increases the credibility of something exponentially. Finally, Jesus said that the reason many people did not accept him was not the objective insufficiency of testimonies or proofs. Those were multiple converging witnesses. The problem, rather, was the presence of subjective obstacles. And here Jesus pointed to pride in a special way. He observed that his adversaries preferred one another's praise to the praise that comes from God. That is, they were led by a sort of spiritual vanity. They lived for social recognition. They turned the recognition of a certain elite into the ultimate criterion of truth and goodness. So why did God want to provide you with sufficient witnesses that would strengthen your faith? What were those different testimonies that impacted your life? Is something acting as an obstacle to your faith? What are subtle ways of choosing the glory of this world over the glory of God?